The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
We're talking about Just the Fellas podcast. Welcome. Two Chunks, just the fellas. No ladies this time. That's right. Gage is not joining us. It's just the three big dogs. And we're here to hunt. We're going to talk a lot. We got a lot of conversations that we need to have specifically about pheromones, protein. The law of attraction and pickup artistry. A lot of conversations about like wives being submissive to our plans and thoughts.
Well, that's it.
Trad pill over here. Some red pill content.
Do you guys have your hot mug of ivermectin? Because I've got mine on my desk.
I'm going to be sipping ivermectin this whole time.
He's going to be ivermectin up.
This horse dewormer got me ivermectin up, dude.
I watched the Louis Theroux Red Pill documentary, the Manosphere documentary.
Yeah, the Manosphere one.
It's fascinating and horrifying.
I watched it too.
Truly horrifying.
I'm in it, so I didn't have to watch.
It's tough to watch yourself, right?
Right, yeah.
I think a lot of people struggle when a mirror is held up to their own values. So I get that.
Well, see, no, I love that. It's the whole narcissist thing. I don't want to watch it because I'll fall in love with my reflection.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
No mirror kind of guy.
That's who I am.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Doge. They call me the new clavicular. And today's punchline is adolescence. Because I hate those guys. They're so dumb and young. What a punchline, these teens. Adolescence.
What do you call a 15-year-old candle smell?
What do you call it when you add a negative number to something? You add adolescence.
What do you call perfumes for teenagers? Adolescence.
I feel like I could have gotten there if I saw it spelled.
Okay. I like it.
It's spelled the same way adolescence is spelled. It's always spelled that way.
A silent guffaw.
What?
He like was looking down and he goes,
adolescence is always spelled that way.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, it is.
Are you talking
about? This is great.
Adolescence? The word adolescence.
Adolescent, S. Plural adolescent. Not adolescence, S-E-N-C-E. C-E-N-C-E. Adolescent.
Right. And do you happen to remember 35 mother effing seconds ago when I said if I could have seen it spelled, I could have gotten...
So you thought I was saying adolescence, not adolescence.
Right. Yeah. Sort of like.
Okay.
Yeah. God. Yeah. Like rip my computer in half.
Oh, man. I'm Carter and I'm too tired to stop the fighting now. Someone will die today.
Yeah.
That was almost my first true F-bomb on the pod. I'm usually pretty good about dodging around where I would normally say the word. I turn on, when I hit record, I turn on, I turn on church employee brain and I'm just like, well, eject those words from my vocabulary. Yeah. But we almost got a true
freak, dude.
What the freak, dude?
What the freak?
You're about to make me
dude,
so freaking mad right now, dude.
So if you're curious what I'm so freaking pumped about for this episode of the podcast.
Dude, you seem freaking pumped.
That's me, the guy who always seems
dude,
friggin'
he's so
pumped.
Friggin' jazzed up.
I'm the guy who's always like friggin'
he's
hyper.
Frigged
bro.
As crap, dude.
We've got a top 10s prepared for us today. One thing guaranteed to keep Jordan's blood pressure in a medically safe sort of range.
I'm drinking coffee.
This is prepared for us by the top10s.com user JMEPA123. Jamipa123.
Jamipa.
And boys, it's summer. Summer is just about here. As you think about what you're going to do once you get out of school, don't have to go to school anymore. Mm-hmm. I would wager that you plan on inviting some of your friends over to your house to spend the night.
Yeah.
Summer starts in June.
Well, summer starts whenever people listen to this and they might download it and save it for a rainy day.
As an adult, I get to pick when summer starts. And I think that's really beautiful.
I always forget
that's
about
true.
That.
As an adult, you could invite any of your friends over for a sleepover at any time.
I could do a spend the night whenever I want, dude.
Why don't you?
I try all the time. You never come.
Is it because you don't know what to do? This top 10 list will help you. Here's the top 10 best things to do at a sleepover. Boys, I want you to take turns guessing. See how many of these you can get right. The list goes all the way to 24, but I'm only going to accept answers that are within the top 10 entries on this list.
Sure. Easy. Hence the name. Carter, do you want first?
I'd be happy to.
They can go first.
Yeah, I'd love for you to take first.
Play video games.
Video games.
Play video games. Play video games. Play video games. Let me look. Let me read. I'm having a scroll.
Excuse me?
Never a good sign.
What?
Never a good
this
sign.
This is the only thing to do at a sleepover.
Yeah, what else
Never
is there?
Never a good sign. Oh, man. How generous do you want me to be today? How benevolent do you want your Lord to be on this top 10s?
I don't know why you ask.
No, are you going to give me one that's super not really adjacent to play video games?
It'll count. Like, it'll count. Play Twister.
It'll count. Nope, not play Twister. Number 8, playing on electronics. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's
Oh,
fair.
Yeah.
Playing
that's
on electronics fair. Is video games.
That's sure. such an old way.
Yeah,
that feels
what
like
a way to
that
call
feels like
that.
A 70-year-old man submitted that answer. He's playing on his electronics.
Well, what Braxler likes to do when his friends all spend an hour with him, they play
Braxler.
On their electronics until probably, I mean, they play on their electronics.
My daughter Hinkley and all her buddies like to play on their Game Boys.
Braxler and Hinkley.
By the time I wake up to eat my Wheaties at about 3:17 in the morning, they're still playing on their electronics.
They're still out
my
there
cream of wheat is still
onyx.
Cold when they're up.
electronics.
Pizza party.
They're still on their pizza party.
Pizza party.
Pizza party.
Pizza party.
Pizza party. Pizza party?
Pizza party.
Pizza party. No. Nope. You can't do that.
Ordering pizza, playing video games is a sleepover.
I'm wondering why there's 10, you know?
Yeah.
Two things.
Unless it's like order pepperoni, order cheese, order pineapple jalapeno, play yes. Super Smash Bros.
I would have
play
given
Goldeneye.
You, and I would have given you, Jordan takes 1 through 8 yeah. order every flavor of pizza. No, pizza is not on this list, which is maybe why
list.
People aren't coming to your sleepovers.
I think we're going like classic. I think we're going old school here. I'm going to say, okay. Let's just say this feels more camping to me, but I am going to say
shit outside.
shit outside.
It's a sleepover, y'all.
tell scary stories.
Ooh. While I'm scrolling, let's all gain down just
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah, everybody mostly Carter. Everybody go ahead and gain down just a little bit. Mostly Carter.
Sorry,
but everybody should.
I finally laughed. That's when we can really tell.
Tell scary stories. Scary stories. Nope.
Movie night.
Oh. Movie night.
Watch a movie.
Almost always Hot Rod for me growing up. Like almost every single time.
That's a great one. That's a great one. It was usually Nacho Libre for me.
Yeah, solid.
School of Rock or Nacho Libre.
Same
Big
cloth.
Jack Black, sleepover guy. Watching movies is number 13.
Dude, what is this list?
I'm going to say like don't sleep or like pull an all-nighter.
Like stay up all-nighter, yeah.
Don't sleep.
How ironic, eh?
Number
sleep.
Five.
It's called a don't sleep, sleep over.
Yeah. You got it, Carter. Number five is don't sleep. Should be called something different.
Shout out Gwen Stefani, no doubt.
When I was when I was a young one, it was text girls. But I feel like there's a less than zero chance that that's happening here.
It was not text. It was AIM.
Yeah.
It was instant message.
We had instant message too, for sure. Yeah.
We were always watching a Jackass movie.
Oh, yeah. That's always good.
Yeah.
That is all like a 2 a.m. giggle fit because somebody got their nads rocked.
Yep.
Man.
Play some Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3. In high school.
Yeah, it was always Jackass. A skate video game,
you're
wasn't
describing
it?
Describing such a pizza. Good evening. Sorry, I'm taking a brief detour to see if American Wasteland is on Steam.
Ooh.
Because if it is.
Did they remaster it?
No, they just OG.
One and two remaster, right? I thought there was another remaster.
Dude, is American Wasteland not on Steam? How do I play this?
Oh, they remastered 3 and 4. 1, 2, and 3, and 4.
Yeah, call me when they start remastering like Underground.
Underground American Wasteland. Great. Yep.
Man.
Carter, you can probably scooch your volume a little bit back up. Be in the middle of where you were and where you
are. I'll figure it out.
We'll get there. It's our first episode.
I don't know how to play this. Isn't it a bummer when any media is lost? Like, I think it's crazy that games, movie, that anything can go beyond.
There's still 2 seasons of The Challenge I haven't seen, and I know they're the best ones.
And and you can't get to them. Yep. They are really good, unfortunately. Okay. So they do stay up. They do play on their electronics.
They play on their electronics and they don't sleep.
They don't eat pizza.
That's why I hate my grandson.
They don't eat pizza and they don't watch movies. Or they do watch movies, but it's their 13th choice. That's so what
they're doing 12 things before watching a movie, including don't sleep.
Right. What are they? I feel like this website's always so weird because it could be like be respectful to your mom. You know what I mean? Like it could always be something like that, or like do a Bible study together. Could always be an option here.
Pretend you're Daniel in the lion's den.
And I also feel like the list is probably made by somebody who has never been to a sleepover, so it might have like do a pillow fight or something on it, but...
Oh,
maybe.
It's because nobody's ever... These people haven't actually had sleepovers because their parents won't let them. Ding Dong Ditch was huge at sleepovers when I was a kid, but now I feel like you'd get murdered.
Pranking.
Would you like me to tell you some information about the author? Would that help you?
Actually, yeah.
That's very helpful.
Okay. Favorite meals are spaghetti and fish and chips.
So they're British.
Favorite fizzy drinks are Sprite and lemonade.
Notoriously unfizzy.
Favorite music is The Beatles and The Police.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a British kid who often says, I have
my
an old
favorite
soul.
Footballers are Ruben Reed and Yannick Bolle.
Okay, it's a British kid. So what do British kids do? I feel like they're going to play like... We sometimes we play like Punky Binky, and you're not gonna know what that is.
Yeah,
we go out and get
a game of Jammy Raj.
Raid the sweets drawer. Get some sweets. Eat desserts. I was gonna say raid mommy's biscuits.
Oh Lord!
Raid mommy's biscuits.
It's time, boy. It's biscuit time. Okay,
number 3, eat a lot of sweets.
Yeah.
All right.
Raid.
Crack, I'm going to say.
Raid mommy's biscuits.
Crack into the marmalade.
I've got the bros
just
over.
Just a bunch
I've
of kids barehanding marmalade. just gathered around the
I'm over with my boys. We're going to listen to some music.
Bosh.
Oh, yeah.
Bosh. Listening to music with your mates.
Number 9. Listen to music really loudly.
Dude, that's crazy. I did listen to a lot of music with my friends in high school, but it was usually in cars. Go driving
slept
around.
In the cars?
Go to Taco Bell at like 1 in the morning.
Yep. Boys, the other day I was driving home late from a wedding, and I'm not proud of the fact that I spent $38 at Taco Bell.
Can I say something? Is this a safe place to
by yourself
talk to our friends?
It was for Jess too.
Oh, I feel like about once every 6 weeks, you tell me about how not proud you are of how much money you spent at either Taco Bell or Wendy's, and I feel like it's okay to just admit you like doing it.
Well, I like doing it at Taco Bell. I don't spend a lot of money at Wendy's because of the Biggie Bag deals.
Sure.
Wendy's is pretty cheap for a fast food
experience. $38, man. That went a long way.
Yeah, $38 is a lot of money.
Is actually quite a lot at Taco Bell, but sure I did eat a lot of food, and I did eat it all at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
That's the perfect time for
it. Did you get a Crunchwrap? That's the one,
yeah, of course
the one
I got a
constant
Crunchwrap
for me. Everything else can fluctuate, but a Crunchwrap's happening every time.
Mm. I go to Taco Bell because I want a Crunchwrap, and then I let the spirit lead me where my trust is without borders.
Can often like a cine twist from Taco Bell.
Can I tell you something I've started doing at Taco Bell? This is free for our listeners to, you know, emulate, change, whatever. Because I'm not really doing red meat very much, so I sub out the ground beef
in
the Crunchwrap.
It is very red.
It is. It's almost orange meat. I sub out the ground beef in the Crunchwrap for the Cantina chicken instead.
Ooh, Cantina chicken. Yeah.
And then I add... the jalapeno ranch to the Crunchwrap as well. Ooh. And it's pretty special.
He's freestyling.
Delicious, mate.
You're living, that's living truly moss.
Yeah, I prefer to live moss versus living minnows if I'm being 100% honest.
Minnows.
What would you do at a sleepover though?
I would probably tell secrets.
A bit of gossy.
A little gossy.
Bit of gossy with the posse.
Gossy.
A little posse goss.
A little posse goss.
A little posse goss never hurting a bud.
That's number 23.
That's a lot.
Is it really on there?
I don't count it. Tell each other secrets is number 23.
That's so funny. Okay. Yeah.
That's your third strike.
Yeah. No, I'm out.
I only have one, eh?
Carter. You only have one. How high can you fly, Icarus?
Keep running.
We don't even have number one. That's what's crazy about it.
We don't have number one.
I don't understand. Of all the things we've mentioned, that's almost everything I ever did at sleepovers. We've pretty much ended.
You were doing it wrong.
I guess.
Build a fort
is such a good one.
It's not though. Like that, if you're six.
We were six once.
But who isn't this list supposed to be like teens telling other teens what to do?
Top 10 best things to do at a sleepover. Maybe a six-year-old is reading this.
Could be.
Hmm.
They wouldn't know to build a fort though. Not on the list.
That's fine.
Strike.
And then last.
Yeah.
Megan say. Play cards.
Oh.
Play cards.
Cards. Play cards.
You turn from a little British boy into Nandor the Relentless.
Yeah.
Play cards.
To do with the sleepover is to play card games.
Play card games.
Not ranked. It's a newcomer. Hasn't received enough votes to place. So that's going to be a third
Jump
strike.
In there really quick. Give us that list,
Carter
boy.
Willis. 10-1. Number 10, playing board games.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to say.
Did you think about
Twister earlier?
Not as a guess.
Is Twister Number a board nine. Game? There's a board.
There's a board.
Probably. Yeah.
I am bored while I do it.
Yeah.
Number 9, listen to music really loudly. We got that one. Number 8, playing on electronics.
Electronics.
Number 7, play truth or dare. No matter who I've been friends with, it's always been a favorite. The possibilities are endless. What's the most savage thing you've been asked or dared to do, you guys? Here's mine, truth. When I mention your crush, what word comes to mind? Dare I dare you to ask a random boy out?
I did used to like truth or dare because truth or dare is a friends pretty do classic funny one. Things. There was a lot of like squirt, a lot of mustard into your mouth kind of a deal. And that's always a fun time.
If you've listened to any episode of our podcast, you know that's a privilege for the
three. Sure,
it is.
Honored.
We're doing that no dare required.
I put honey mustard on pizza this week and it was good.
Yeah. Mustard maxing.
Makes sense.
Way to go. Number 6, wake up your parents.
Was this where you Bam Margera? What's happening?
What a good pull.
Number 5. Stuff fireworks up your stepdad's butthole.
Number 5 is don't sleep. We got that one right. Number 4 is drink fizzy drinks.
Like lemonade.
Like lemonade, you know?
All right, boys, it's midnight. Time to bust out the fizzies.
Bust out the fizzies.
Number three is eat lots of sweets. Mm-hmm. Number two, draw rude pictures on the face of the first person to fall asleep.
Okay, that's fair. Rude pictures.
That's fair.
Rude. Is number one, put their hand in warm water so they piss their pants?
So they piss. Did you guys ever do the rude pictures on the face of the first person to fall asleep?
Nah.
Yes.
We were always concerned of the retaliation when we fell asleep.
Yeah. Mm. What's number one?
Number one is have a pillow fight.
No.
I knew pillow fight would be there, dude. These kids have never had a sleepover before.
Pillow fight is number one. It's the best thing to do at a sleepover. Boys, I hope you are ready for your summer plans. Now you know what people are going to be looking for when they get that Evite.
In high school.
Post text them. No pillow fights. Says, come to my sleepover.
We did watch Never Back Down in high school at a sleepover and then all go into our friend Robert's front yard with gloves and mouth guards and just kind of like beat the hell out of each other for a little bit.
Just kind of fight a little bit.
Yeah. So that's kind of pillow fight.
Yeah. Bit of fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would always wrestle.
Wrestling's good.
Wrestling's a lot of fun. Yeah. Off the top ropes and whatnot. If a guy had a bunk bed, it was great. We haven't played Extra Credit in a while, and I've decided what movie we're going to be pulling from here. And it's the movie that is the highest grossing currently worldwide in 2026. Any guesses on what that might be?
Mario Galaxy.
Exactly. Super Mario Galaxy in 18 days has made over $750 million. So within a month, it'll probably make $1 billion. Mario.
It's going to be the highest grossing animated film of all time.
Hey, shout out to Project Hail Mary for being about 550 mil. That's great. Way to go.
I still haven't seen it.
That is absolutely crazy to me.
You should hang up this call and go see it.
You're a busy man.
Book rips. Book rules.
You're a busy man. So this means that you can pull in our game of extra credit anyone from Super Mario Galaxy, the movie. Anyone at all. This includes...
Have we ever done Donald Glover?
Ooh.
Mm.
I don't think we have.
Dude, let's do Donald Glover.
Brie Larson, Bette Zaptie, Chris Pratt, Charlie Day, Donald Glover, Keegan-Michael Key, Anya Taylor-Joy, Jack Black. Lots of people in here, dude.
Donald Glover. Let's
Lynn Powell. Donald Glover. For those who have not heard us play Extra Credit, it has been a while. We use the IMDb algorithm, which is not of this world. It's...
Truly.
It's not great. And these guys have to guess the top four credits. If you ever look at IMDb, it does a known four. They have to guess all four of these, hopefully, or at least three of them for three different actors to win the game. Because all they need is 9 points. Each correctly guessed credit is 1 point. If you can guess all four from one actor, you get the extra credit, which is five. You can get up to 15. I don't think I've ever seen them get any lower than like four. Or five. I mean, you're usually in the six to eight range, 6 to 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like nine is probably our average, would be my guess.
You think you win on average?
Oh, no. Sorry. I guess I meant like eight. Like, I feel like we typically get away from
winning. Almost there. Mm-hmm. That's probably what makes it so fun. So we have Donald Glover, writer, producer. What is his top four known fours?
Atlanta.
Yeah. Atlanta's number
Lock
one.
It in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number three.
Number three. Community.
Okay. Community.
Lock it in.
A bing, 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 bing. Number one.
I think Spider-Man Homecoming is going to be there.
He's only in it for a second.
I'm trying to think of other things IMDb would like to put up there.
I mean, certainly Marvel tends to be there if you're in it, and he's in it for a second.
He's in it for a second. He's also in the second Spider-Verse. For a little bit.
Yeah.
Like a single scene.
Yeah. I wonder if that Mr. and Mrs. Smith is going to be there. It got really good reviews.
Mr. Smith might be there. 30 Rock might be there for him as a writer.
That's true. That's a good point.
We went back through the... Chelsea's parents had not seen the Tom Holland Spider-Men's.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So we watched those this weekend.
Be good.
Good to revisit.
It was good. New one looks interesting.
Yeah.
New it one does, looks very great. Much so.
Gonna be excited about it. There's also, does IMDb do like music videos?
Yes, but I don't think they're frequently in the top four. I think that they're probably in there. Cause yeah, This Is America would certainly, I mean, it was like the biggest music
video
in the
world.
Yeah. I think maybe let's go with Homecoming. I think I feel pretty good about Homecoming.
You want to give that a shot?
Yeah.
He's got that one scene.
He's literally on screen for about 30 seconds, but.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Spider-Man Homecoming. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bong bong.
Yep. Yeah. What about Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
It got good reviews. I never saw it. Yeah. Lock it in. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Give it a
shot. Lock it in.
Bong bong.
Okay.
Ooh. Donald Glover. Number one, Community. Number two, yeah. Solo, yeah. A Star Wars Story.
Oh, duh, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that one's on us. Yeah. That one's on us.
Number three, Atlanta. Number four, Guava Island.
Okay. That's like a, I believe that is like a, what's it called? A concept album project, I think.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I forgot he was Lando and Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Rihanna's on that. Letitia Wright.
Yeah.
There we go. So we're going to have to get somebody perfect. And who will it be? As a reminder.
You think? Bigger you names. Think Jack?
Hmm? Oh, Captain Jack?
Jordan, do you think we could do Jack?
Captain Jack will get you high tonight.
Yeah, let's do Jack Black.
Jack Black.
I'm suddenly extremely.
No.
Looking
no.
for we're okay. the top four known fours. What do we got?
We're okay.
School of Rock.
School of Rock, lock it in.
Lock it in.
Tale of the Rent.
Way past
number one. Them. Bing, 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 bing. Number one.
Yes. Yeah.
Nacho Libre's, I think.
Way hardcore.
You think Nacho Libre's in his top four?
I do, yeah.
Over like Jumanji and Minecraft and stuff that the kids like when they're playing on their electronics?
Yep.
Okay. Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre, lock it in.
A bing, 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 bing. Number three.
The Holiday.
Yeah, The Holidays for sure there. Lock it in.
Lock it in. I love that movie.
Bong bong.
Yeah.
Bernie.
You think so?
I got a feeling.
That's like the smallest project he's ever done, I think. That's the
it's
one.
It's either going to be that or some sort of like.
I think it's Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny, dude.
No way. I do not think so. You don't think like. Super Mario Bros. Movie.
No. I don't think it's there.
Which is currently the highest grossing animated film of all time. Is that right?
I don't think it's there.
Jumanji and Minecraft aren't there either?
Jumanji could be. I think Jumanji's the most likely of those.
Yeah.
To be there.
I would agree to Jumanji.
Let's go Jumanji, but I think Tenacious D's there. Jumanji, lock it
Bernie.
In.
Jumanji, lock it in.
There's no bong, chance bong. Bernie is there.
Bong bong. We got 4 points here. Got to get the next one perfect. Number one, School of Rock. Number two, High Fidelity, 2000 okay. hit. Number three, Nacho Libre. Number four, King Kong.
Sure.
Peter Jackson. It was Beauty that killed the beast.
I think if you had to rank every project
hey,
he was
I do
in
like that movie.
Most likely to be in top Peter four, Jackson. I really think Bernie is last place.
Peter Jackson.
Fair.
Not all speaking right. to the quality of the film, just saying I just think that it yeah. has the least popularity.
Gotta get our next person perfect.
Well, this would be coming from a guy who doesn't know what to do with sleepovers. So.
Quite the comeback.
Take or leave it.
Glenn Powell. Anya Taylor-Joy. Keegan-Michael Key. Chris Pratt. Charlie
Keegan-Michael Key would be fun, but I feel like
Brie Larson.
So many
no
options.
Way. There's no way it'd be like Wonka, Schmigadoon.
No, I bet Keegan-Michael Key is Key and
gibberish
Peele.
Like all of his movies are.
I know.
Yeah.
I bet it's Key and Peele. Why him with Bryan Cranston?
Yeah.
What was the Netflix show Friends about all the people like divorcing and stuff? Friends from college.
Unless you're asking if it was called Friends.
Yeah.
That's a different
Friends?
One.
No, Friends from that's College, I think is what it's called. And then my guess is his fourth one is. Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of options here. I don't think it would be like Schmigadoon. I think it would probably be
Wonka.
It might be.
It might be Wonka, Young Tim.
That's my guess.
Carter, are you looking at his top four right now?
Yep.
Would we have gotten it? We're not going to do him.
Yeah, we're not
would
doing
we have
him.
Gotten it?
No. Okay. Interesting. Oh.
Glenn Powell
can't be too hard.
I think we can get him. He hadn't been in very much.
Let's go Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell.
Glapow.
Glapow. I mean, Glapow. It's Top Gun Maverick, number one.
Top
certainly.
Gun.
Lock it in.
Top Gun Mav. Lock it in.
A bing, 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 bing. Number three.
Number three.
Number three.
Uh-oh. Might be in did clubs. That. What's that movie with him and Sydney Sweeney where they're like rom-com. Supposed me, to have chemistry?
Me. You mean Dupree? Me and you. Me, not you.
Can we just say the one with him and Sydney Sweeney and you'll count it if it's there?
Sure.
That means it's not there. The Running Man.
I don't think so.
What the hell is in his top four then?
I really think that rom-com is, but I understand why you're hesitant because of that noise that Carter made. I get it. What about there was the Netflix one where he sets up his boss on dates? I think it's him and Emma Roberts.
Yes.
I think it's that, no, it's him and it's him and Zoe Deutsch. It's him and Zoe Deutsch. It's called Set It Up, I believe.
It is.
I think Set It Up is there. I like that.
The
movie.
Sweeney, the Sydney Sweeney one is called Nobody. No, it's not.
Anybody but you.
Anybody but you.
Anyone but you.
Interesting. Okay. I think Set It Up is there.
Set It Up.
Lock it in.
Bong bong.
Yeah. Spy Kids 3D. Lock it in.
Yeah. Spy Kids 3D. Lock it in.
Bong bong.
Super Mario Galaxy. Lock it in.
It's too new. Lock it in.
Running Man, lock it in.
Five
Running
points Man, today, in. Boys.
Running Man, lock
You've
it in.
You've already guessed four.
Carter, Running Man,
Bong
lock
Bong.
It in. Okay.
I'm trying to protect you.
Anybody
number one, two?
Bong Bong. Number one, Hitman.
Huh?
Hitman?
It was
actually
that?
Pretty good. 2023 joint.
Who else? Just him?
Huh? Who else is in that?
Who? Oh, I remember her name. Poster. I don't know what this is. He does a bunch of like disguises and stuff.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number two, Hidden Figures. He plays John Glenn in that movie.
Oh.
Number three, Top Gun Maverick. Number four, Everybody Wants Some. It's actually a great movie. A great movie.
Good job, Glenn Powell.
Way to go, Glenn Powell.
You've done more than I thought you had.
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell.
Go to show.
Welcome to Shout Nouns, Maria. That's a song I'm working on called Welcome to Shout Announcements. Sort of a work in progress.
I like the vibe of it.
Yeah. I'll keep you updated as progress is made.
It's very promising.
Discord. Get in it.
Yep.
We're back to Randy Newman.
Discord.
Get in it.
Get in it. Get in Discord.
You can have an app on your phone and text us anything you're thinking of.
TV's not the only place for channels.
That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, also water sometimes.
Water sometimes, channels.
Yeah.
Electricity.
Imagine Dungeons.
Like the English.
Imagine Dungeons
Listen
has
to it.
Channels.
New episode tomorrow. Imagine Dungeons has channels. We rode our boat in one of them.
Just check it out, man.
Dude, like just listen to it. Right. I don't know what you want from me. Like listen to review. Imagine Dungeons. Rate and review.
Please.
Good job so far. That one was good. Good show announcements.
Yeah. And now we'll just drop the real one in over top and move it back to the episode.
Good. Good rough draft. We'll punch that up later. Make a note.
Survivor. That's what time it is. Survivor in the Swiss Alps next season.
Yeah.
Don't miss
definitely.
The Yodels Ricola.
All right.
It's an absolute shit show. my team has been decimated beyond all recognition.
I mean, yeah, mine's in tough
shape. Down to one.
I'm not going to worry about talking chronologically. If you're not caught up, you have 2 seconds fine. To hang up the call.
Doge, who did you pick to be your winner now?
My the sheet says Camilla, but
no,
what I actually
before
have
that.
Picked,
yeah.
what actually I have picked to be my winner is R-I-Z-G-O-D, baby.
Okay.
All right.
I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen, but you know what? I'm going to pray in the Church of the Riz God just in case he turns out to be the real one.
I'm more and more okay with it.
No. Devin's pulled it off.
Yeah, bro.
That's all I really care to talk about for the most part.
That was great.
When the episode started with the pairs, my first thought was, this season is for the birds, dude. It's in the toilet. I'm done. This is a stupid twist. Then I was proven wrong as some of the most interesting gameplay so far of the entire new era of Survivor took place.
Yes.
As fates were
tied. This was something I'd be okay with coming back.
Wheels were dealed. Yeah, I would too. As long as they get to pick. I think the moment you assign pairs and try and control it too much, I hate this twist. Letting them pick their pairs, I think it's great. The Devin's play, I want to wax so poetically for this man.
Wonderful.
Doge, you haven't seen Devin's original season.
That's correct.
When I drafted Devin's, this is what I was hoping for. Devin's is the kind of person that's just going to go for it. And I think it's because he wants to make great TV as much as he wants to win this game.
Oh, yeah.
And cool. I think when they planted the fake idol at Tribal Council, we all got so excited about the possibilities. It could not have gone better. He needed this to land so bad. It worked swimmingly and theoretically.
I can't believe it worked even after he was like, no, I won't show it to you.
And
of course I wouldn't do that.
The quick thinking of like, it's the smuggle it out idol and I can't show it to you or sneak it out idol is brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the possibility that now he could theoretically use this a second time because they think he didn't use it. They don't know it's fake. He didn't go play it.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Just too good.
Yeah, it's very good.
I mean, you got to give it to him. What a play.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to work even as Jeff was reading the votes. I was like, they saw through it. There's no way they bought it.
Got him.
I can't believe it.
It's just amazing.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I think we might have talked about it on a recent episode too. But Rick, the way that what the island does to him, he gets so grizzled quick.
Yeah.
I think it's like 4 days in and all of a sudden Rick looks like a stern, stern uncle or father. Just the way that you can start to see the bone structure in the face a little bit more. He just seems concerned a little bit. But man, I'm glad they didn't zoom in too much or the people at the tribal didn't look at Christian too much because this was maybe some of his worst acting.
Yes.
Because he's just like, just losing it over there. He couldn't believe it.
And when they were vote for, what did they say? Like, we're still voting Devin's. And he was like,
if I may, I don't know that we should vote for Devin's specifically. I wish that I could watch an entire, like, give me the whole episode and then also picture in picture at the bottom, just the Christian cam.
Yeah.
Because I love watching this man on Survivor so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, they give me the Christian cam. It cuts out all the swearing and makes everybody's shorts longer.
Yeah. Everybody's wearing cargo shorts.
Right.
Oh, man. I think... So there is a part of me... Coach is so interesting. And I talked about he was one of my favorite things about what was left of this season. And what an anomaly and... He was so annoying and I found myself ready for him to go. Like, let's get him out.
Yeah, dude.
But really, Coach, any way that you get him, whether he is reinventing himself for a fourth or fifth time.
He's always reinventing himself.
Or he just falls back into his old ways and he's like, here I am again. I'm back. Yeah. It's good. It's good TV.
Yeah, he's a net positive.
He's amazing TV, dude.
The fact that we get to also have Chrissy go with him makes me quite happy. And
so,
I think it's...
Yeah.
Do you want to know a beautiful Coach story that I read this week in his post, interview stuff? Somebody asked him, they were like, there was a rumored MAGA alliance this season that you were a part of. Can you speak to that? Because that was the assumption because Jonathan, Stephanie, Joe, I guess there was an assumption that it was a MAGA alliance because I think Stephanie has made her political views pretty loud. I don't know about the others. And Coach was like, hell no. I hate Donald Trump. I voted for myself in 2024.
No.
Yeah, I believe that. This is President Dragon Slayer.
No,
that's badass,
dude. It's the most Coach story I've ever heard.
Oh yeah, that's excellent.
He starts it out
that every time,
and then ends it wrong. And
I hope
that.
Like he's just every like, single
no, I hate
election.
Donald Trump, and it's like yay, and he's like I voted for myself, and it's like aw.
I hope every election for every position he just writes his name in. Just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Maybe
just coach.
I'll
just
get to do
coach.
One of these. Yeah.
He's like, they'll know. They'll know who I'm talking about.
Oh, gosh.
I love that so much. I'm sad to see him go, but
yeah.
It was his time. He was very annoying. If I was on the island, I'd be so happy that Coach was no longer there.
It was his time.
I think if we're hitting eject on our like fantasy league stuff and we're just talking big picture here, I think this might be the one, guys. I think it's finally time.
I hope so, man.
I think Ceree might take it.
Man, the way that
she's so in control.
This was it felt like this episode was 40% Ceree, 40% Devins, 20% Coach.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the storylines that we were following. Because Devins also, you know, him and Aubrey winning immunity was wonderful as the underdog.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool.
Yeah.
But to see Ceree get to that island. And by the way, way to go production. That looks so cool. This equidistant from each other, 2,000 coconuts on a beach that were just laid out there was
think about how long that's
so intimidating. And good for her. And she was, you know, it was part strategic, it felt like, and then also parts of like, man, it must kind of be a beating for her sometimes on how poorly she feels like she does in immunity.
Yeah.
That she was just like, I'll be the odd man out. I'll be lucky number 13.
Well, this was historically the kind of twist that I think has screwed Ceree and like ended her time on Survivor. Like it would be a very Ceree like set of circumstances to end up going home because she ended up paired with Chrissy or Coach, somebody that everybody wanted gone.
Right.
And they saw an opportunity to get rid of somebody that annoyed them and a huge threat at the same time. That would be a very Ceree situation. And so I think it bodes well that maybe for the first time in her Survivor career, luck of the draw was in her favor this time. And I think that's very uncharacteristic of her time in Survivor. She tends to have to make her own luck because a lot of time luck is like not on Ceree's side. And so I wonder if this is like the, what do they call it? It's part of the Fermi paradox, right? The like great filter or whatever. If Ceree's great filter has, for the first time she has passed her great filter, that there's always one sort of unfortunate circumstance that boots her before she can sit final tribal.
Yeah.
And if, because I think we all agree, right? Like if she sits final tribal, she's winning the game.
Correct.
Absolutely.
I think against
anyone. Unless it's an exceptionally bitter jury.
But I don't know that anybody's capable of being bitter about Ceree in Survivor. It doesn't seem like they can.
That's right.
She truly is kind of magician.
Yeah, we had cutscenes this time, or we had interviews to where, you know, when Ceree comes back and very calmly completely sways the vote. I mean, she takes 6 or 7 people's vote and completely changes it in casual conversation. It might have been Emily or somebody. That was just giving an interview as to, because usually the stuff that when we talk about Ceree this season is like, hey, how wonderful and warm she is. We need to vote her out. But there was never any let's vote her out. It was just like, I'm so glad she's here.
I know.
It feels like wait, what? Don't you think she should go then? Why is she still here?
Don't get me wrong. I think that this season, which started out so strong, has kind of fizzled a little bit. And sometimes the middle does that. So it might end stronger. But a surefire way for this season to still be an all-time great no matter what is if Ceree finally gets her flowers here.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, and that's the thing about 50 too is like at this point, actually long ago, but certainly by the merge, if you're anybody, and there's a ton of very cerebral people on this island, why aren't Devins and Christian saying, hey, don't you think the jury would like to be the jury on the year that Ceree finally won? Right? Shouldn't we go ahead and get her out? It doesn't matter because it's all about narrative. And that's the very thing that is also screwing up this season. It's interesting. It had me thinking about the influence of returners and these guys introduced the two of you on the podcast. When I refer to these guys to our listeners here, introduced me to the challenge, which was very interesting because people just keep coming back. And I don't really know how Big Brother works to an extent, but something special about Survivor is you kind of have an idea of when it's the final season. Like when it's this person who you've seen before and you've seen what they go through. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. the reason that it was incredibly poignant and melancholy and kind of sweet and special when Colby said his goodbyes was like, we know it's over.
It's done.
Because Survivor is not the kind of thing that you can just keep agreeing to. That's why it stands out to me for Rizzo and Savannah to just come right back. And Parvati had one string of times, one time where like out of the year, it was 100 plus days or something that she was on Survivor. I can't even remember what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something ridiculous. And so Suri has a vibe for that too. And the moment when she's sitting and taking a breather with all of these coconuts and says, "This, I didn't come here to not stand up and just finish this." What a great story she's writing for herself. She's always been a great storyteller.
Yeah, man. She really is.
But the coconut looks really cool too. I got a feeling she gets to keep that because it was cool to see her have it back at camp. Home. And so, I don't know when it is going to be. By the time you get to, okay, maybe we should really consider Suri, I think it'll be too late. I think if she gets to seven, if she got there, then that means that the majority is for her. So what do you do now? I don't know, man. It feels like she's basically locked in. And I'm okay with it. I think sometimes if something feels predictable, you're like, oh man, what a bummer. Why am I even watching? I think a lot of people are pulling for her.
She needs to gun for Emily, Christian, and Devin's. Pretty immediately, I think.
Pretty soon. Well, now Aubrey, I would almost say, is a part of that.
Yeah.
As well.
I mean, that's a tough one.
And then you get Tiffany, right? So then it's like.
But she needs to try and do it in her Suri way where it's like puppet master, but with plausible deniability because she needs to strike while they all
let them stay, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She needs to start working on getting rid of those
there's 11
while
left,
they still
right?
like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like. Jonathan is chopped loose. I feel like Jonathan is on his way out soon.
I'm so over him, dude. He's such a whiny baby. I cannot stand, and honestly, Joe's going this way for me too, dude. If you're going to come on a game built on lying, deceiving, and outplaying, and then be like, well, that's not fair because that's my friend and I don't want him
up. It's like Joe and Jonathan standing up in the middle of playing Mafia or poker.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Listen. Why are you lying to me?
If you're not playing with honor, why are you like? That's the
What are you talking about?
It is. It also is. It's a certain closed-mindedness like that that really frustrates me because these are also the people that are the champions for empathy and humanity, and we should all work together and all these things. And all they do is completely take away the dynamic of what it even means to be human. And it's so silly. It's so static. But I think. And also, they're not going to win. I don't even care if they make it to the final.
But
they're not going
like
to get
that
there.
Are easy to manipulate.
The only way one of them
I want the rest of
the
cast
ones.
To. Yeah, I want the rest of the cast to realize how easy those folks are to manipulate. Like Tiff immediately was just like, "Yeah, we won a challenge together. That means we're best buddies, of course. Now you're not mad at me anymore because we won a challenge together."
Yeah.
Like that's the dumbest way to play this game.
Yeah.
And you make yourself such an easy target whenever you try to be on your survivor high horse.
Can't do it.
It's just. So annoying.
Not the way the world works.
And it's so silly to be like, I want to win with honor. And it's just like, okay, point to who you think did that.
Yeah. It kind of makes me think that Peter Parker would be pretty bad at Survivor. Captain America. It's Peter and Steve just trying to be like, okay, we're going to do this with honor.
Yeah.
And Tony's like rolling his eyes at the camera.
Yes. And they would be bad at Survivor. They'd be great at the challenge. Go play that.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I think it's a. I think it's at this point, it's mostly like I'm tuning in to see like what are Suri and Ozzy and Devins and Christian going to do.
It's their game to lose at this point. And that's very clear.
And, you know, Tiffany and Rizzo are very interesting right now to me too in different ways. I do think, I feel like if Suri had to break up her triad, which I know is Suri and Riz. And honestly, dude, when I think of this alliance, I just think of her like sitting on a throne and they're just kind of like on the steps.
They have like the palm fronds. They're like fanning her.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think if she was to cut either of them, it would be Rizzo. And so I think if Rizzo,
I love it.
If Rizzo goes, it might be Ceree doing it, to be honest. I don't know.
I think the only thing is
she seems to love
Ceree,
him.
Ceree knows the value of sitting next to somebody who won't win.
Mm.
And I think mm-hmm. Rizzo is a great example of like, I think that in the way I think Ceree beats anybody at the end, I think Rizzo loses to almost anybody. Not,
you know,
and I think he's a little bit annoying. I do like the guy. I think he's a little bit annoying because he's a lot, but I think he won't win because I think they view him as too green. I don't think they'll give him the win.
Yeah.
I don't think this would happen for these two to get this far, but another Ceree thing that I could see is, so say it gets down to six and two of those six are Jonathan and Joe and she's still holding onto the extra vote. I think she swings to that point and acts like a person of honor and just rides them to the end. Because she's, if I can sit with these two.
Yeah. And they would probably think like, well, she doesn't even do anything, so we'll be her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hope she practiced fire making. I would hate to see her get taken out in fire.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be where the Ceree luck comes in.
What's happened?
There are not many reality competition contestants, much less like characters in story that I think the three of us can sit here, think of an equifinality to them doing well and like all these different things and then still be surprised later and love it. You know what I'm saying? Like she's so in her cerebro. She is so like finding every right. possible scenario.
It's cerebral.
It's in the name. But I still think, that's a good looking pick right now for Jordan and Gage, I think, to pick. Gage was day one. I think, Jordan, you switched over
next week.
The first episode.
I feel strong about it. I would love to see Ozzy win too. I'm happy. Honestly, the four, the Christian, Devins, Ozzy, Ceree, anybody from that. Quad, I would be
pretty Ozzy is loaded still, by the way, with
advantages.
So much.
Ace, dude.
I can't even keep track of all of them.
Got so many.
I gotta ask Ceree to know everything.
Let's do me a favor. As we end this episode of Two Chunks in a Hunk, give me your name and who from the cast remaining you feel confident you could sit next to and be at a final tribal, like speech wise. And for funsies, let's not include Joe and Jonathan because obviously that's the answer.
Sure.
Not sure they could talk themselves out of a wet paper bag. For Two Chunks, I'm Jordan. And I think at final tribal, in a final tribal scenario, give me Aubrey and Rizzo. Because I think Aubrey would get probably too heated and put some people off. And I think Rizzo is just going to flex on everybody. And I think
I think you would be really good at poking Aubrey at just the right time.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's great.
Yeah, I think I could tilt. I think I could get her to play on tilt for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And who from everybody remaining, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Minus Joe and Jonathan.
Yeah.
Because it's like
I'm Doge. Yeah, obviously those two boys. I think Riz, I could talk my way into a position ahead of Rizzo. I think I could do it with Ozzy too, to be honest with you.
See, I think Ozzy's reputation is the scary part for me. I wouldn't want to sit next to him.
Well, sure, in this fantasy. Okay, if we're playing pretend I made it to the end of Survivor, I have a better reputation than him. Sure. I have more reputation. Like, I feel like I would be able to present Ozzy's season as less impressive. Mm. I have confidence in my abilities as an orator.
Mm.
I'm Carter, and I like a challenge.
Ceree.
No. Not that much of a challenge.
Ceree and Devins. Give me Ceree and Devins.
I do want Devins. I do want Devins, yeah.
I was going to say Devins talks for a living, but you kind of do as well, so.
I teach people how to talk for
a living. You teach people how to talk as well.
Wow, yeah.
Who
is more powerful, the king or the man who prepares the king's food?
Bro.
You know? Is that from something or did I just come up with
something? It's from my final speech is what it is. I do want Rick Jeff. there. And I don't want Christian. I don't. I don't want to go against Christian. So I'll say Rick and Stephanie.
Oh yeah, Stephanie is an easy yeah.
But yeah, I think with Rick Devens, I bet I would already have built a reputation for, not in a Suri way. I would never want to compare myself to her, but like, I can recognize people's weaknesses and their strengths, really fluffing people up. And I think what I would do for Devens is kind of Trojan horse, almost as if I'm standing him winning, but like in a cutting way, still giving my counterpoints within it.
Yeah.
And I think he would recognize it.
On you. That's true.
I think he would recognize it. And we've seen Devens already start to struggle a little bit with getting peeved and losing it a bit. So maybe just as much as Aubrey, maybe we could get him too.
And yeah, just bring up Joe, you know, and see what happens.
Yeah. Or if I feel like if I catch any whiff that I'm going to lose, I would just on the way out, maybe try and make Rick feel bad. Mm. But guys, I think he needs this more than me. I think past this, feelings. I'm going to have much more of a career than Rick. I think why he invests so much in trying to make this a good show is kind of like, this is his reality. And so
this is like the only thing.
Please,
you've got going
I get
on.
To go home to my wife and daughter, and I'm going to have a great time. Rick, I'm not sure. Let's keep him off the medication. And I think the best way to do that is $1 million bottle of pills. So if y'all could just give that to Rick, I really would appreciate it. And then now he wins, and he's like,
It's a hollow victory.
It's a hollow victory. Just take away all of the stuff that he loves so much. Just
I wish
take
I didn't win.
Because what you got to do is like.
And also, yeah. I think local news is stupid. Just yeah.
The worst thing that could happen to Rick is that even if he won, that he's the not talked about the most in the last episode.
That would devastate Rick if he won. Yeah. So was somehow it. Considered a bad winner. I think he would hate that. And there's no way he would be in real life.
I mean, I'm happy for him, but he really lost his cool.
He shouldn't have won. I feel like he probably shouldn't have won. It was like a pity vote. Was that what it was?
You picked him because you just all feel so bad for him?
I feel like everybody's like Rick, more like Ick Devens. Is that what you've all been saying?
Everybody's like, kind of like embarrassed. When you look at him, you're kind of embarrassed for him.
To be the person that gives somebody a negative like nickname that
lot
sticks
of power.
With it. Man, yeah. Flipping the how they went in on. Oh, man. That's
a lot of
so
power.
Tough.
Wow. Gives you something to think about. Who's truly more powerful, the king or the guy who gives the king a mean nickname?
Oh, damn.